Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
All right. What sort of cost-effective support to help your business survive a cyber attack does your business have access to? Pandematics has launched Asia's first and only pure cyber insurance cover holder. It'll provide cyber insurance coverage of up to $5 million across a range of industries with policies that cover cyber risks from human error to financial losses, even from extortion, ransom negotiations, and digital forensic expenses. We speak now to Struan Todd, Vice President of Underwriting for Pandematics Underwriting. Welcome to the show, Struan.
Thank you very much for having me.
Can you help us understand what is the cyber insurance cover that you're offering?
So essentially, first off, that was just what a cyber insurance cover holder is. And that's a business that writes insurance on behalf of an insurer. So they may not have the dedicated local expertise, distribution, or be able to provide added value that a business like ours can. So they give us capacity to do what we think we can do best. Now, our cyber insurance coverage includes many different components, but I suppose there's two central aspects to that. There's coverage for first-party losses and third-party losses. So first-party being damage to your business itself, and third-party being damage caused to other businesses by damage to yours originally.
Right. And how does your cyber insurance coverage address some cybersecurity risks that other policies may not?
I suppose a bit of background here. Most insurance types are for tangible risks. So, you know, people buy home and contents insurance or hull insurance, mm-hmm. but they're not so sure about the intangible types, so intellectual property or cyber. So just to put some statistic behind that, mm-hmm. the chance of a fire is one in roughly 1,000, whilst a cyber attack is one in five, with IBM reporting that 43% of SMEs are targeted by cyber attacks. So what we try and do, rather than just being a financial payout in the same way that other insurance lines do, we give hand-holding support, I suppose. So in the event of a breach to your business, you pick up the phone, talk to our partners who give all sorts of guidance about how to manage the breach, you know, everything from forensic experts to legal advice to PR consultants about how you manage that message. And then we also do the payout if there is a financial loss to the client.
Can you help our businesses listening in understand the cyber risks that this form of insurance covers and how it all works?
Absolutely. So, cyber insurance is made to cover all sorts of exposures. So, you know, distributed denial of service attacks, business email compromise, phishing attacks, ransomware, all of the business interruption losses. So, you know, anything that happens to your network that suddenly means you can't operate in the way that you typically would, that's all covered under our policies, as well as any reputational damage in light of, let's say, a data breach or information being lost outside of your network. So just to go a little bit deeper on that, mm-hmm. I suppose the MAS recently put out requirements to financial institutions to notify a breach within 1 hour of discovery to the MAS, and a full incident response report within 14 days. Now, that's very quick. So our incident response team assists with that process. So as I say, you call Black Panda, who are our incident response specialists. They start figuring out exactly what's gone wrong. And then it helps deal with all of these losses to make sure that all of the losses are mitigated, minimized, have the business back up and running as swiftly as possible. And then, as I said, we can pay the financial costs behind that to make sure that the business is returned to whole.
And what businesses does this coverage extend to? Are you only available in Hong Kong now?
No. So I actually have the pleasure of announcing that we got approval yesterday for launch in Singapore. So
that's great.
Right in Singapore. Yeah, perfect timing, right?
Yeah,
very happy with that. So, yeah, when it comes to the businesses or industry segments, we are pretty broad. So we're more than happy to help pretty much every business in every space that is concerned about their cyber risk. We're probably strongest in the SME mid-market segment because mm-hmm. you do have existing large insurers dealing with the bigger businesses. But at the same time, we do provide capacity to those larger placements on a wider scale.
So is it fair to say everything that you're currently making available in Hong Kong is now available to businesses here?
It is, absolutely, and a little bit broader now because originally in the Hong Kong side, we were only focused on the SME segment, mm-hmm. but we have another insurance partner who's just joined us, and that means that we have more capacity, more ability to write bigger risks and provide even additional services to more clients.
Great for businesses here. What are the range of premiums that businesses can expect to be looking at?
So at the bottom end of our spectrum, or the cheapest pricing, I suppose, mm-hmm. we start as low as a few hundred dollars for a few hundred thousand dollars of coverage. Obviously, there's a number of factors that we do take into place when we're determining pricing for businesses. You know, we look at their risk profile and their overall business practices. However, we've got a really small application process. We try and keep it short and simple for businesses because, you know, they don't want to be focusing on their insurance. They want to be focusing on the business itself.
Absolutely.
So we make some basic assumptions and we only ask 10 questions for businesses with revenue up to 65 million Singaporean dollars.
All right, 10 questions. That's doable. How does the claims process work for cyber insurance?
So, instead of it being the scenario where you are just expecting that the insurer will pay money for a loss, what we try and do is minimize that loss to the client. So some insurers have built a model elsewhere where you would call an incident response hotline, typically run by a law firm, and then involve various different partners as necessary. Now, we decided to shake that up a little bit. We brought in Black Panda to do the digital forensics and incident response straight away. So let's say you walk into your office, you turn on your computer system, and suddenly there's a big extortion threat on the computer. You know, what do you do? Well, for our policies, you call Black Panda. Black Panda figures out straight away what's been done, how to address it, and gets operating immediately. Now, that means we get a little bit of a run faster than the other insurers, because if you call a breach coach line, they need to get other people involved to then do the forensic work. Now, we try and speed up that process to make the client feel comfortable. And then on the backside, we do still have that same response panel where you can have legal advice from any one of our partners or PR consultancy advice as necessary. Throughout that process, we keep their broker and them directly up to date with what's going on and ensure that they're understanding, you know, the coverage is applying and here's how much the financial payout will be to make sure that you get back to that original position.
All right. I think there's been a lot of interest. Whenever people hear cyber insurance, investors listening in may wonder, does this cover my holdings in cryptocurrencies? There's a lot of discussion over tokens and bitcoins and NFTs. So is digital ownership covered at all by this kind of insurance?
So at present, it isn't under our offering. It is something that we definitely want to do. The insurance market has found it difficult to wrap their heads around all of the exposures in that kind of space and area and how best to address that loss. So it's not something that we're doing right now, but we are doing a lot of research in the background, and we certainly do plan to address that in the coming 12 to 18 months.
All right. And finally, what are your projections for Asia's cyber insurance market over the next couple of years?
So look, Asia's the fastest growing cyber insurance market globally. There's a compound annual growth rate of 35.5%, and it's tipped that it's going to reach $1 billion by 2025. Our goal there is really to be the market leader in development of cyber insurance, but also overall cyber risk resiliency and awareness for businesses. We want to be the go-to spot to give the advice to make businesses feel comfortable about their cyber exposures.
All right. Well, great speaking with you, Struan. Thanks for joining us.
Really appreciate the time. Thank you.
He's Struan Todd, Vice President of Underwriting for Pandematics Underwriting. Pandematics has launched its first and only pure cyber insurance cover holder in Asia, and it's now available here in Singapore.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.